In a few minutes, we'll hear an interview with comic and actor Damon Wayans, who became famous as one of the stars of the sketch comedy show In Living Color. First, let's hear from another actor who got his start on the show, David Alan Greer. When he visited Fresh Air in 1991, we talked about some of the characters he created for the show.
Now, a character you've done a lot is an old blues singer, an old blind blues singer, or is he really blind?
Yeah, right. Calhoun Tubbs. Calhoun Tubbs is like the worst blues singer in the world.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight. For no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it, here it go. I play guitar for 36 hours. For no reason at all. Thank you very much. You know, I'd like to welcome y'all to my 75th anniversary show. That's right. 75 years in the business of the blues. Still trying to make it. I wrote a song about it, like the kid did go. 75 years of show business, and I'm still trying to make it.
I was doing a movie in Canada, and my wife and I, we went to this little bar, and I said, wow, you know, this old blues guy's there. And there are all these white people who are packed in this little coffee house, and this guy had to be the worst. He couldn't play guitar. He couldn't sing. You know, his songs were terrible. And yet there are all these kids, you know, like all these college students were packed around him like he was the Messiah, you know, like this guy was a... was
authentic.
A real blues singer, and we were in the back laughing our heads off, man. So that was the idea for Calhoun Tubbs, this guy who's really terrible, a terrible blues singer, but he's got a lot of heart.
And people fall for him.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, another character I like a lot, this was not a recurring character, but this was a sketch you starred in called John's Sidekick.
Oh, you know, I loved that sketch, and we kept trying to bring him back, and we probably will next year, but we just couldn't find the right thing. And John's Sidekick is just, you know, just what it is. It's like in every action-adventure movie, you know, there's always, the white guy is always the one who gets shot, he takes the fall, he beats everybody up, and, you know, he has a black sidekick who never does anything. You know, he never gets the girl, but he's always there as the best friend, you know, the generic asexual sidekick, and that was our tribute to him. Yeah, I like that, man. As a matter of fact, when we were shooting that in Los Angeles, the guy was chasing me, and the police pulled up. You know, they screech up there, and it was really funny, you know. So the guy had to put the gun down, and we all, you know, were up against the fence and the whole thing. Yeah.
How did he treat you before he found out that you were shooting something?
Ah, man. You know, there was a camera there, you know, and there's two black guys. We both have guns, but there's a camera there, so it would make sense to you that we're not, like, robbing anybody. But, you know, I'm just glad the camera was there. Or else it could have been a long night. You may have been looking at videotapes of me instead of Rodney King. You know?
Now, one wonderful thing about the show is that because, you know, because there are so many, like, black performers in it, you can spoof characters and ideas that really whites couldn't touch, because it might be considered racist if whites took on kind of black characters like that. Mm-hmm. Two, they couldn't do it just sort of physically.
Yeah.
And three, they wouldn't know enough. Do you know what I mean? There's some kind of like inside humor in there that because you're doing people who come from your life. You know, people who you know.
Right.
It's based on people who, a lot of the characters are based on people who you know. So you get inside it in a way that I think white comics or white actors couldn't.
Well, I don't think they really think about it, you know. It was like when I did Soldier's Story, when I first saw the play a few years ago, it was great to see more than one black voice on stage. You know, there were good people, bad people, people who you didn't agree with, people who you totally agreed with, people who were like out in left field. And I think that's what you get when you have more than one black voice or more than one Hispanic voice or more than one Asian voice, then you can represent a multi-textured and multi-layered community. But when you have one ethnic minority, then that person has to speak for like 400 years of oppression. And, you know, he has to please everyone. And usually the minority community is dissatisfied. The performer is not served. The piece isn't served. And everyone comes out frustrated because it's just hard to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whenever you have like one black actor or one woman or, you know, one Asian in a mixed you know, all whites or whatever, I think it's really hard to come out successfully.
David Alan Greer, recorded in 1991. He's featured with David Duchovny and Minnie Driver in the forthcoming film Return to Me. I'm Turi Gross, and this is Fresh Air.